thoughts stray into the future that you don't know is going to happen, and you know, you have to bring yourself back. I was wondering if today, since this is the last game of the season, was it harder to – did you find yourself with those thoughts drifting today? Was it harder to kind of bring yourself back because of the finality of it all?
No, I've been in this position now for 3 years, so this isn't, you know, my first time going through this, and I understand how to handle it. And, you know, I was very present and, you know, just didn't get it done.
Kirk, just jump into the offseason again. I know you said nothing's decided and all, but have you at least looked at, like, what you want for next year? Like, I mean, in New York, you've been speculated with the Jets or whatever. I mean, is there anything I'm looking for a team that's, you know, going to win now, or I'm looking for, you know, I could go with a rebuilding type team.
Yeah, I'll be able to get into that all. You know, we have a lot of time here this offseason to talk through all that, and that's why, you know, I'm going to be there on Friday to talk, and then there'll be a lot of weeks leading up to, you know, free agency that will allow for that. But, you know, I think it's all about winning. You know, it's all about winning, and that's certainly where everyone's focus is, from the owner to the general manager to the head coach to the team to the fan base. You know, we all just want to win.
You had another deep shot to Josh that didn't connect. It looked like, you know, he had obviously a chance. He goes up for it. Obviously, I know the offseason, as you've said a million times, is an unknown. But, like, trying to be able to figure out the chemistry with a player like that on that kind of thing where he is so uniquely special, mm-hmm. Do you feel like you ever really figured out how to get that ball exactly where he wants it this year? And how much of can you work on something like that in an offseason with no defense? Or is that something mm-hmm. that's just going to be more game reps over the course of years?
I do feel that we improved greatly as the season went on, and I'm excited for what he's going to be able to do going forward. We tried a few more opportunities this game, but they put a safety over the top, and so my read took me somewhere else, or it was checked down to the running back. But really, we called the play with the intention of giving him a shot. You know, another one, in hindsight, I didn't take him, checked it down, and looking back, probably should have given him a chance. So there's a few plays like that, but the one we did take, we didn't hit, and you know, we probably needed to give him a few more opportunities, especially in a game like this where it was probably going to take an explosive play like that to get us back in it rather than just marching it methodically down the field. So, no, there's no doubt that Josh, you know, has a unique skill set when it comes to tracking the ball in the air and having a big catch radius, and we've just got to give him more opportunities to do that and take advantage of it when the defense allows us to.
A lot of fans get frustrated when they see him get some opportunities, not necessarily the deep explosive type, and see the drops. But for you, you keep throwing to him. Are you guys seeing something in practice that is different, that you're just kind of waiting for him to be able to take it to the field, that you have that confidence in him moving forward?
Yeah, you know, I really just go where my reads take me. And, you know, there's obviously a two or three plays a game where maybe I misread it and go to the wrong guy. But I'm really never dropping back saying, let me work Josh, or let me work Ryan, or you know, running back here. It's really just going where my reads take me and trying to avoid sacks and find completions and get the ball out of my hand before, you know, something disastrous could happen in the pocket. So I just try to find those open guys. And you know, a lot of times coaches are going to formation certain players to get the ball more, get opportunities. And then obviously a lot of our reads are coverage based. So based on the way the coverage goes, it could go to any different person, even once the play's been called. So, you know, we keep feeding guys. And, you know, this was Josh's rookie year, really, and without much of an offseason either. He didn't get a lot of practice reps this offseason either. So there's a lot of raw potential there. And, you know, I'm excited about what that can be developed into.
Kirk, you guys dealt with a lot of adversity this season. Obviously, everyone knows about the injuries. And I know you guys aren't built and wired to kind of use excuses. But with all things being considered, how would you assess your play this season?
You know, it's again, hard coming off the last game, just the rawness of it right now, to kind of give a big picture summary. You know, I think I was pleased with the character our team showed, the way guys kept playing. Nobody, you know, let up on their effort or checked out. Everybody that was healthy and was there was engaged and practicing and playing hard all the way through to the end. And, you know, I think it's just about developing, continuing to develop young players and bring our offense and our team along to where, you know, we have a lot of guys who can really play and can really contribute.
Kirk, with Josh, when you look at how he can develop, is it a matter of learning to run routes from different spots? Is it a matter to run the route tree the way you guys need it versus what he was doing in college? Where is it that he can really kind of develop as a receiver with that?
You know, it's hard for me to give a summation right now on all that we would work on. So I hesitate to say anything because I feel I'm going to emphasize or say the wrong thing. But, you know, there's so many nuances to an NFL offense and to our passing game specifically and details. And I think you just need time and reps to get that to where it's not just understood or written down, but it's instinctual. And I say that, but then I say there wasn't a lot today where he's not doing it right. I felt like I don't even know of a play where he didn't do it right. So I wouldn't really want to create that narrative. He's done a good job, and you know, we're talking about, you know, him wanting him to be not just a really good receiver but a star, you know, and so that's a, we're going to hold him to a really high standard and then try to give him opportunities accordingly. But he's done a great job, and I've been really pleased with his development through this season and excited for his future going forward.